Tragedy strikes and we fall into despair. Maybe it's news of a loved one who has strayed into sin, or a loved one that has passed away, or a job that was lost, a spouse that left, whatever it may be, a troubled child who left home. These things bring disappointment, and sadness can overwhelm us. It may be difficult to sleep. You may find yourself crying, shedding many tears. Lots of questions about why, how, why did these things happen? Our peace begins to be disturbed when we live in this place of despair. But there is a great hope that is promised. Stay with me today. I want to talk about how to uproot despair and be filled with great hope. Hey friend, welcome to the Shattered into Beautiful podcast. I'm Jeannie Smith. If your heart is hurting, no matter what your circumstances are, there is only one healer. Through biblical content, I will teach you how to experience whole healing and soar into great purpose. So let's get into today's show. Grab your favorite coffee, journal, and Bible. It's time to dig in and unwrap your gift. Hey friends, this is Jeannie. Welcome back to the show. I hope everyone is doing well and had a great week. Today I want to talk about despair. Things that we encounter, things that we hear, trauma that comes our way, disappointments that come our way can make us fall into a place of great despair. And when we're in a place of despair, our peace has been disrupted or disturbed by the simple fact that things are not as we hoped they would be. So for all of us, that is something different. So I want you to fill in that blank for you there. I find myself disappointed and in a place of despair because dot, dot, dot. How would you finish that sentence today? Now, one thing that we can have in common, whether we're a believer or a non-believer, is that we feel the emotion of disappointment and despair at times in our life. But there is a difference between a non-believer and a believer in regards to how these things are handled, how the Father protects us in these situations. As a believer, we have already overcome every situation that we may face. So I don't know about you, but being a non-believer is not an option for me, because if I am not walking as a believer and have received Jesus Christ, well, then I am hopeless. See, that's the thing. We are hopeless without Him. But as a believer, when despair and discouragement hits my life, here are the promises in regards to despair. So 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 9, 16 through 18 says, "We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed." Anybody ever been struck down? Someone ever attempted to strike you down? But He says, "You will not be destroyed." Therefore, we do not lose heart. Believers, we don't lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, our inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, that means, friends, whatever you're going through right now, it's a light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. That means no matter what you're going through, it is momentarily, that it's already taken care of. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We are also told in Matthew 11, 28 through 30, "Come to me." That's the Heavenly Father speaking. "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Does anyone need rest for your souls. See, if we return to the Lord as his children, we will be treated with compassion because the Lord God is gracious and merciful, and he will never turn his face from us if we return to him. And those promises are found in 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 9. See, as Christians, we have a great hope. That's what Romans 15:4 tells us. It promises, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement, we may be provided with great hope. See, everything that we find ourselves having to walk through each and every day is already in the Word. God has already provided a lifeline, a manual, a tool in which we can live by. The stories are not just stories. They're real life events with real people like you and like me. Stories of people who have achieved amazing things, went through terrible struggles and disappointments and despair. Those who triumphed over mighty enemies and against great odds. In the world's eyes, these people would be nobodies. But these nobodies stood toe-to-toe with kings and giants and received promises of a future glory in heaven and the new earth. Jesus himself prayed to have the cup of suffering taken from him. Jesus has experienced everything, every emotion that you and I have ever experienced. He knows what discouragement is. He knows what despair is. His disciples hid behind locked doors while he prayed to have the cup of suffering taken from him. His disciples betrayed him, denied him. But Jesus had his eyes and his heart set on his heavenly Father, on his Father's will, on eternity, and where he was going to prepare a place for me and you. So I want to encourage you, friends, that whatever it is that you're going through, these troubles here on earth are a small speck of the eternal glory and hope that awaits us. And I find that when I keep my eyes focused on that hope, because you see, heaven and what beholds and awaits us is that great hope. Jesus is our great hope, because when we're there, when we get to our eternal home, all these things, these struggles here on earth, all go away. They all go away. They are no longer an issue in our life, because there, all we know is joy, absolute pure joy. We're going to sit in joy. We're going to worship our Heavenly Father. There will be no tears. There will be no suffering. All we will know is His love and His joy. And we will spend our days worshiping Him and serving Him. And what a glorious time it will be. That is our great hope, because there, all these troubles here go away. And so when we keep our eyes focused on where we're going and not where we are, when we keep our eyes focused on our Savior and not the cares of this world, we will find that that discouragement and that despair will begin to slip away. It begins to fade away. And it's also important to note, too, that not everyone in the Bible received what they hoped for here on earth while they were alive. Matter of fact, Hebrews chapter 11 contains a long list of godly people who passed away, transitioned on home to glory without seeing the object of their faith. Yet they had faith. They prayed and still had faith. And they were confident that God would do as he promised, and he did. So what I'm saying to you is there is plenty of saints in heaven that while still here on earth prayed and had great faith and hope for what they were praying for, believing that these promises and these things that they were praying and asking for would come true. And they did, and they still are today. They may just have not seen it happen while they were still on this earth. They are are taking a front row view of it happening from the gates of heaven. Do you understand what I'm saying? So instant gratification, instant hope doesn't always come. It's something that we long for, but it is something that we will achieve. Because we live in a world where people want desires fulfilled immediately. They don't want to wait. They don't want to struggle. They don't want to work. But we know in this life we're going to have struggle and we're going to have work. And matter of fact, God blesses work. When we work hard, God pours His blessing and favor on hard work. People that want instant gratification and instant hope, they want blessings handed to them based on just being good people, maybe doing good things. That's not the godly way. Impatient people will turn their ears away from the truth, believe in just the lies of this world and how the world thinks things should be. And sometimes when we do that, we can neglect the scriptures and what the scriptures have to say. And the scriptures don't promise an easy way at times. Yes, there's blessings, but there's also hardships. And again, we have to make sure that our hope is anchored in the Lord, that our hope is anchored in eternity. So I want to turn us now to hope, because we understand that we can uproot distraction and despair. We can uproot that, and we can grab hold instead and exchange it for great hope. Because here's what Lamentations 3, 22 through 24 says. I love this passage. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness, O God. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in Him. I don't know about you, but I love that. It excites me that every morning that I wake up, there is a new bountiful amount of compassions, new compassions and new blessings waiting for me each and every morning. His compassions fail me not, and His word says that I will not be consumed by my despair and my discouragement. Matter of fact, I'm instead going to be consumed with His mercy. What great hope! Listen to what Romans 5, 1 through 5 says. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you're looking for peace, if you're hungry for peace, the world can't offer you that. The world is going to offer you chaos. But if you're looking for peace, friend, you will find that in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is your peace. Apart from Him, you will have no peace. Through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. There's your hope again. It's found in the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. Now, hope does not disappoint. So hope now, friends, is the opposite of disappointment and despair, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. The Holy Spirit is a gift. He sent the Holy Spirit, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to be a comforter to us. Now, there is a little work required here on our part, because our temptations, our struggles, our disappointments, they're not going to disappear. But we will receive help from the Lord as believers to bear these struggles and temptations in a way that pleases God and in a way that we can have victory and overcome them. So how do you do that? Today you decide that you are going to replace that despair and discouragement with hope. You're going to cling to His word. You're going to be determined to seek God's face in times of prayer and claim His word, recite His word, memorize His word, and speak it back to the enemy who wants to keep you, by the way, in a place of discouragement and despair. Remember what Romans 8:28 says. All things work together for good for those who love Him and who have been called according to his purpose. Therefore, I want you, friends, to rest. Rest in his hope. Grab a hold of his peace. John 16:33 says, I have told you these things. This is Jesus speaking. That in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. Because guess what? I have overcome already the world. Matthew 6:34 says, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. That means that God's grace is available for the day in which you're living in. Tomorrow will have its own set of problems, but God's grace and mercy, His help for you in your times of trouble, He's already got it stored up. It's stored up in a treasure box for you to help you walk through and process whatever it is that you're going through that day, each day. And also, it's also the tools to help you overcome and have victory over the things that you face that day. So Ephesians 6, you can read that entire chapter later on your own, but everything about the armor of God is tucked away in that chapter. But listen, the armor is the Word. And what advances that armor is prayer. So it's like prayer is like pouring gasoline on a fire. Like prayer is so productive and so powerful and so needed. So when you find yourself in a place of discouragement and despair, I want you to just stop and pray. And it doesn't have to be a fancy prayer. God's not looking for that. He doesn't care about that. You're just talking to your Lord. It's a personal relationship. You just talk to Him like you would talk to me or anyone else. And you say, Lord, help me release this discouragement and this despair, and instead fill me with your hope. And you find yourself just one scripture. I've gave you several today. Maybe you research and find your own. But you find yourself just one scripture that you can cling to and memorize, that you will fight that battle with. Because remember, Jesus used the Word of God to fight Satan all the time, and He overcame him, which means we overcome him because Jesus lives in us as believers. So whatever you put in that dot, dot, dot earlier on when I asked you, what is causing you to have discouragement and despair? What is that dot, dot, dot? I want you to replace that dot, dot, dot with now your hope. Where can you find your hope? And what is your hope? Let's go ahead and make that exchange today. Our hope is Jesus and eternity and all the promises that He has stored up for us. And it says that we're on the winning side. So there is no despair and discouragement, only hope. Psalms 119:14 says, you are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Well, friends, I'm going to leave you right there today. I love you bunches. I hope you have a wonderful week. And remember, live life abundantly.
If you like Mommy's show, leave a review.
Hey, before you go, if this podcast has blessed you, the number one way you can help me is to leave a review and subscribe to the Shattered Into Beautiful show. Next, hop on over to the Shattered Into Beautiful private Facebook group where you will find a network of friends with daily inspiration. You can reach me at JeannieScottSmith.com. And lastly, please share the episode or review in your social and tag me at Smith Evangelistic Ministries. I cannot wait to meet with you again. Stay tuned for more life-giving podcasts coming your way.